Choose between the customer and the competition. In the game of business, what matters? Is it bending over backward to please every customer, or is it about outsmarting your rivals to win those customers over? The real deal is beating your competition hands down. That's the key to thriving in the business world. Back in the day after World War II, when mass media took off, business big shots shifted their focus to pleasing consumers. Making customers happy became the top priority. Nowadays, every company is all about the customer. They use fancy tactics like focus groups and market research to figure out what people want. Since they're all chasing after the same folks, they end up using the same old strategies. To succeed in today's business world, a company needs to pay close attention to its competitors. This means studying what they're good at, where they fall short, and finding ways to outsmart them. It's like a game of strategy. You have to be sharp and ready to outmaneuver your rivals. The brutal truths of war's front lines. Many people believe that having the best product guarantees success in the market. They say, the truth will prevail, but relying solely on this idea is a mistake. Trying to change consumers' mistaken beliefs is tough and expensive. Instead, it's smarter to accept that these misconceptions won't disappear easily. So, focus your efforts on winning battles within the framework of these misconceptions. Just having facts on your side won't guarantee victory in marketing. Defense is superior. Von Clausewitz teaches us that armies that defend instead of attacking often come out on top. Attacking requires a lot more effort than defending because you need to have a significant advantage over your opponent. A study of 25 popular brands from 1923 revealed that almost all of them are still leading today. Only 5 didn't maintain their top spot, 4 slipped to second place, and 1 ended up in 5th. But why did these brands keep their position? They didn't just sit back, they actively defended their territory. They used strategies to fend off competitors, and it worked. Time and time again, attempts to challenge these brands fell short. 4 modes of marketing warfare. In the marketing battlefield of the American automobile industry, there are 4 main players. 1. General Motors holds a commanding 59% share of the market. Success in marketing means keeping that share steady, not losing ground to competitors. If GM were to eliminate one of its rivals, it would draw scrutiny from regulators. So, taking a defensive stance can be a proactive move. 2. Ford, holding a solid second position with about 26% of the U.S. market, can employ a potent military marketing strategy. With its ample resources, Ford can launch strategic marketing offensives, targeting GM's vulnerabilities. By focusing on weak points in GM's product lineup, Ford aims to seize market share and emerge as the dominant force in the automotive industry. 3. Chrysler holds a modest 13% share in the market, putting it behind its competitors. To gain ground, Chrysler should avoid head-on competition and instead focus on an indirect approach, like attacking from the side. Their strategy includes introducing innovative products like the first convertible and the first minivan. 4. American Motors faces the challenge of surviving in a tough market, holding just a tiny 2% share. To make it work, they need to adopt guerrilla tactics. This means seizing opportunities and then retreating to safety. Luckily, their Jeep product fits this strategy perfectly. It's a niche that their bigger rivals aren't bothering with, at least not yet. Protective marketing strategy aimed at safeguarding market share and reputation. Defensive marketing warfare abides by 3 rules for strategy. 1. To play defense effectively, you've got to be the big player in the market. If you're not the leader and still try to defend your position, you won't grow your share. You're using the wrong plan. Just being at the top isn't enough. You've got to be so strong that no one can challenge you for a defensive strategy to work. 2. Imagine if your own worst enemy wasn't an external threat, but rather yourself. What if you turned that into an advantage? You could constantly innovate, introducing new products that outshine your current offerings. This way, you'd always be ahead of the curve, leaving your competition scrambling to catch up. By the time they catch wind of your latest products, you're already gearing up for the next big thing. 3. Always be vigilant against strong competitive strategies. Explore every avenue to stay ahead, as you might uncover a valuable tactic to use against rivals. Don't underestimate the potential of new ideas, even from smaller players. Stay adaptable, even if the market shifts in ways you didn't anticipate, like towards online sales. Be ready to counter every move your competitors make. Picture this. Imagine you're driving a race car, and suddenly, another driver tries to zoom past you. Just like in racing, in business, when a competitor slashes prices on a key product, it's like a challenge. Most companies wait and see what happens, but as a leader, you need to be ready to act fast. Take a moment beforehand to think about your options. But remember, being the leader means everyone's eyes are on you, including regulatory authorities. Three potent strategies for a competitive edge. Offensive marketing strategy is often mixed up with defensive strategies because they're so similar. If you're not the top dog in your industry, you gotta play offense. Here are the three main principles. 1. Examine the top company's position thoroughly. Start by looking at what it's good at and where it falls short. Look into its business strategies, products, how it advertises, how it's managed, and how happy its employees are. How fast does it adapt to changes in the market? How does it bring out new products? Is its network of sellers strong and reliable? Are there any differences in how it operates in different regions? Take note of anything else that could affect how well it competes with you. But remember, it's not smart to try and beat the top company at what it's already good at. Instead, focus on finding its weak spots. If you're the second best company in the game, think about how you can chip away at the top dog's market share. 2. To hit the leader where it hurts, go for a weakness that naturally comes from their strength. Like when Avis said their lines were shorter than Hertz's, they knew Hertz was super popular. Hertz wouldn't want to scare off customers just to make their lines shorter. 3. Narrow your attack. Focus on one product, not their whole range. They're successful for a reason. Instead of challenging their entire line, set a reachable goal. Put all your energy into achieving it. Stay humble in your approach. Attacking is harder than defending, and you might fail statistically. But to grab market share, you have to keep trying. Strategic marketing approach focusing on flanking maneuvers for competitive advantage. 1. A successful flanking move always heads into open territory. You're able to flank because your opponent doesn't see your move coming. Many computers, light beer, and bottled water, all flanking moves. But there's a catch. Flanking ventures dive into uncertain markets. To win, you've got to lure customers away from your competitor's product. 2. Tactical surprise is crucial. Catching your opponent off guard is key. They should realize what's happening too late to bounce back. Surprising them can knock their confidence, so don't waste time overdoing the planning. If you spend too long on market research and testing, news might leak and your opponent will catch on and counter you. Maintaining momentum after gaining the upper hand is just as crucial as launching the initial strike. Too many businesses ease off once they've made their mark, but that's precisely when you should push harder. Rules for guerrilla marketing tactics in competitive warfare. The rules of guerrilla warfare in marketing are: 1. Pick a niche in the market that's easy to defend and flies under your competitor's radar. Whether it's a specific area, a small share of the market, or even low profits, these can all be attractive targets for guerrilla marketers. Going after a big chunk of the market might seem tempting, but if you're a small player, it's a risky move. 2. Never mistake yourself for the leader just because you're doing well. If you aim to mimic a big, powerful company but you're actually in a smaller, more nimble one, that's a recipe for trouble. Once you start thinking you're invincible, your competition will have you in their crosshairs. 3. Stay on your toes and stay flexible. Remember Kenny Rogers' advice: know when to stick around, know when to step back, know when to move on, and know when to make a quick exit. Being a smaller company gives you the advantage of agility. You can change direction faster than the big guys. Be prepared to leave a market if it's getting too crowded, and don't hesitate to explore new opportunities in emerging markets. Don't let the fear of competition from larger companies hold you back. Act independently and be ready to adapt to stay ahead. Fulfill your task efficiently. These principles have been used in many battles like the Cola Wars, the Beer Wars, the Burger Wars, and the Computer Wars. If your plan sounds good but doesn't help you reach your goals, it's a bad plan. Your main goal should be achieving specific targets. A good plan will succeed even if your actions are ordinary. Being a successful leader means focusing on the big picture and not getting bogged down in small problems. To win, your strategy and actions must work together. Key points. 1. Business success hinges on outsmarting competitors, not just pleasing customers. 2. Brands maintaining leadership often focus on defensive strategies to safeguard their market share. 3. Offensive marketing targets competitors' weaknesses to seize market share effectively. 4. Flanking maneuvers in marketing require strategic surprise and maintaining momentum for success. 5. Guerrilla marketing tactics thrive on niche targets and agility against larger competitors. 6. Flexibility and adaptation are key for smaller companies to compete effectively in dynamic markets. 7. Effective strategies prioritize specific goals and align actions with the big picture for success.